This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Today's Best Country, it's Froggy 1-1 as we are at day two of CRS. We've been talking to all the reps. I got a big one here. You don't want to get on her bad side. She will attack. She's threatened me on a few occasions. From Big Loud, please welcome Nikki. Nikki, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you have some big names that you come and call me about. Give us some of the big names. Give us all the names, really.
Well, I am very fortunate enough to work with several artists. Here today, actually, I just took Crockett in to spend some time with Ashley Cook. You probably know. And thank you again for all your support.
Absolutely.
Her first number one record with Your Place last year. And she is actually featured on the New Faces event, which is,
right. For
those of you that don't know, it's kind of the closing of this CRS event
sure.
on Friday evening. So that's great. But I've been with Big Loud since the very beginning. So I have worked with several artists. You probably know this guy named Morgan Wallen. And we've grown so much over the course of the 9.5 years we've been open. So we have partnerships with other places. I've been blessed to work with this other guy. I'm wearing his shirt right now. His name is Post Malone.
I know.
But also I work with other great artists, Hardy, Ernest. We also have Mackenzie Porter. She's one of our Canadian artists.
Lauren Elena.
She'll be here. Haley Witters. And I feel like I'm forgetting. I mean,
you just got a ton.
Yes.
That wall is filled with artists.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to want to be, well, everybody be mad at me if I don't ask. Do you have either a Post Malone or Morgan Wallen story that you could share? Maybe it's funny. Maybe it's embarrassing.
Oh my
like,
God.
You know, Summer.
Yes.
Summer told me how she sent Lauren Elena out on the stage and told her it was a St. Jude event when it was a Salvation Army event. And so she's out there going on and on and on saying the wrong event. So there's a little bit something that you could work off of.
Okay, you know what? Speaking of that, I will tell you a very funny Lauren Elena story.
Seems like Lauren Elena is the common factor here.
Yeah, so Lauren Elena, we've been working with her now for just a couple of years. And while she has been, you know, doing this whole singing and everything for quite a while, as you know, we just started working with her a couple of years ago, and we were out on the road, kind of just taking her to see all her old friends
sure.
at radio. We came and saw you guys
yep.
when you were doing your food drive
yes.
a couple of years ago. And we were on the road. I think that day we drove to you
yes.
from somewhere else.
Yeah.
We've been driving like three
uh-huh.
hours. And then we get to our hotel. It's very, very late. And we are exhausted. We are tired. And she was so gracious. She's like, I'm going to clean all this trash out of the rental car. And I was like, okay, great. So she's got all this trash. And there's this big open dumpster.
Okay.
Right by on the way into the hotel. And she throws it in there. And then she pops out of it. And she turns to me. She's like, Nikki, I dropped my damn phone. And I said, Lauren, no, you did not. Like, inside of this
disgusting dumpster. No.
And she's like, I got to go in there and get
oh.
it.
And she had chipped her tooth that day, too, remember?
Yes, when we were
so
at
she's
dinner.
Having a real
bad
day.
And she was like, oh, hell. And she just, like, I swear, she just hiked her britches up, and she bent over, and
oh.
all you could see was legs and her bottom just hanging out.
Oh.
I have a great picture. I'll see if I can find it. Maybe
wonderful.
I'll text it to you. She'll hate me forever.
Oh, wonderful.
Anyway, so, I'm sure she went right in there and took a shower. And
now, I need to just ask, because people ask me all the time, and I don't have an answer. Is Post Malone as nice as they say?
Yes.
He is.
100%.
How many, like, give me an example of how nice of a guy he is.
So we had an event with him last year here in Nashville, and okay. we had some radio partners there. And, you know, sometimes with those things, based on their schedule, there we don't really have an ample amount of time,
right.
and or they're only allowed to just say hi very quickly with
sure.
everybody. And I'll tell you, we probably had about 40 people there. And I swear he would have taken an hour with every single
really?
One of them. Yes, and he was just very engaging. And he's, you know, well, sometimes if you've only seen him on stage or you see him, he's kind of wild, you're kind
yeah.
of questionable.
Right.
But, man, he is so musically intellectual. He is so smart.
Really?
He's, and you could tell his conversations were so genuine because it wasn't just like, oh, yeah, yeah, like just agreeing.
Sure, yeah.
If you were to talk to him about some artist, like, yeah, man, I think this sounds like this. If he doesn't know who that artist is, he's genuinely going to be like, I don't know who that is. Like, tell
really?
Me more about him. And you just kind of knew that that was just very authentic and very
sure.
engaging. And, yeah, he just really took time with everybody where I feel like it could
have
just
been
a typical, like, hey, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here. But he really did take his time, and it was really, really cool.
So you know what's unfortunate about this whole interview?
What?
I started saying how mean and aggressive you are, and you have been the nicest I've ever heard. Like, this is not how our conversations
okay,
usually go.
Let me just, okay, I am mean.
There we go.
I am very
Let's just
mean.
End it there so I...
Yes, I am very mean.
Not mean.
Only,
you're not mean. You're just...
I'm assertive.
There we go, assertive.
I travel a lot, and I deal with a lot of, like,
nonsense.
Very obnoxious people,
uh-huh.
and yes, a lot of nonsense, and I don't have a tolerance for it.
None.
So I go from zero to psycho in, like, one eye roll.
So everybody right now is going, Crockett, you are just painting this poor... poor woman in a terrible light.
No, I guarantee you, everybody in the industry, when they see me, they're like, I love your travel stories, because I do share them, because I do have to share them with humor,
sure.
otherwise I'd go psycho
right,
more
right.
than I already am.
Right, well, thank you for joining the show.
Yes.